Welcome back to In the Moment. Changes continue to roll out for high school athletes in South Dakota and the fans who cheer for them. SDPB's Nate Weck is with us now in the studios in Vermilion with more. Hi, Nate.
Hey, Lori. How's it going?
Excellent. You've been covering possible changes with the South Dakota High School Activities Association for quite a time now. Take me to the beginning of this current conversation and tell me what we're going to focus on today.
Well, it kind of started, I guess you could even go back to last year or about 18 months ago when the High School Activities Association started flirting around with the idea of, instead of having the postseason for state tournaments in basketball and volleyball basically be determined by the region winners, they would take the last two teams in the region and basically reformat that, those last two teams in each region. So there's eight regions where there'd be 16 teams remaining, and then reseed everybody and do a Sweet 16 format. Class A basketball and volleyball already underwent that change this past year. Not really the guinea pigs, but more of like a pilot program type of thing with that. And a lot of positive feedback came from that. And so,
were there hiccups to that in Class A?
You know, I didn't see any. I was at the Class A basketball tournament, and we talked about it right before that tournament started, Lori, back in March, early March. And of the 3-4 years that I've been here now, that was probably the best basketball tournament that I've been a part of, as far as each game being competitive, you know, when you have the 7 seed upsetting the 2 seed, things like that. I mean, it makes for exciting atmospheres, and it's not as laid out as who everybody's always going to think is going to be in that championship game. You know, I mean, it still ended the way that kind of everybody thought, with St. Thomas More coming into that tournament this year. Okay. And even though they lost their best player, St. Thomas More is just so good, they still won a state championship, losing Drew Gilton, their top player, to a knee injury semifinal night. But they took what had happened in volleyball and basketball, and the basketball advisory committee said, you know what, I think it's time we push forth with this. What if we do it in AA now and in Class B? And there was a reading in April, which was the first reading at this, where they talked about the changes coming, which where the board of directors voted on it, and it passed in both Class B and Class AA for basketball and volleyball in April. And the second reading just happened last Thursday, and both measures passed on the second reading, and they passed with a 6-2 vote. So next year, all classes of basketball and volleyball are under this Sweet 16 umbrella, this Sweet 16 format, and a lot of people, I think, are excited about it, but there definitely are people who are concerned about it as well.
Was there a problem that they were trying to solve? Was it just time? You know, why address it at all?
You know, I think from the people that I have talked to, it comes down to, how can we find a way to make state tournament games more exciting? Okay. How can we find a way to get more people to these tournaments and get the best 8 teams in the state for that class on that stage?
Okay.
And I think that was their way of doing it. The proponents, obviously, that's what they say. They say this is going to be fantastic. This is going to get the best 8 teams in the class at the state tournament.
Right.
Now, the opponents to that are going to say, you know, we're going to lose out on some of this regional representation, because before they would do, there's 8 regions in Class B, for example. They'd have all 8 region winners go to the state tournament. Well, now, if you have, let's just say you have 2 teams from Region 4, and maybe with the way seed points bump out when they recreate the Sweet 16 format, maybe no team from Region 4 or no team from Region 5 even gets a chance to go now, because 2 teams from Region 6 are going, or 2 teams from Region 1. You know, it's there's some give and take to it. You're going to get more competitive teams, but the opponents are like, you know, we're going to lose out on this regional representation. And it comes down to, what do you think a state tournament is supposed to be about?
Okay.
You'll have part of the conversation is it's supposed to be the best 8 teams in the state, while the other side of the conversation is, no, it's supposed to be a well-rounded group from around the state that's representing the state of South Dakota that's at the state tournament. So that's where the conversation is, and it does get a little iffy in areas, but
Yeah, I could see both arguments.
Exactly.
Basic question, do those regions play each other throughout the year? So does that make a difference, or is that part of the conversation?
Yeah, it kind of all just kind of comes down to seed points, because you'll also have some Class B schools that will play Class A competition throughout the year, where you might have other Class B schools who won't play any Class A schools. Okay. So seed points and things like that are all kind of affected on who you play, what the kind of the level is of that team, who you're playing and who you've beaten type of things. So all of those things can kind of go into effect and affect those seed points. I mean, you might be the two teams in a region for, let's just, you know, I'm just going to use an example. Let's just say region five,
right.
You know, there's two teams in that region, and maybe they've done really well against the teams in their region, and they're both, you know, very well versed in what they do for that area of the state. There's no two teams that are going to come close to them in that region.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe there's two, three teams that are out east in a couple regions on the east side of the state that are significantly better than those other two teams.
Got it.
And yeah, it's just a really weird conversation to have.
Yeah. It's fascinating, though, because, you know, as a parent, you just think your kid's playing sports at first.
Right.
Or maybe not. Maybe parents of athletes are way more savvy about this and
right.
have a lot to say about it, but certainly maybe not at first. And then you find out, okay, there's a lot more that goes into it goes into that experience. So from
right.
a parent's perspective, some of them might say, well, now my student is lost the opportunity to play
right.
at that big
now
show.
Our region's not going to yeah. has the opportunity where it's not going to be there at all.
Right.
And the people that we've played all year could mean absolutely nothing by the time the state tournament comes if our section of the state's not even going to be at the state tournament. So it does get really interesting.
Yeah.
And it gets interesting with AA too, because they're basically taking the entire playoff format, which was kind of a double elimination through districts, and then a region game where if you win your first district game, you go to region. And if you lose your first district game, you have another chance to yet go to region.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like you got to win two of three or win two games to get to state. Whereas now they're going to take the 17-18 teams that are in Class AA, and once the regular season's done, they're going to say, who are the top 16 teams based on seed points? If you're 17 or 18, we'll see you next year.
Right.
And we're going to take the 16 teams and reseed them. The top eight teams get to host the play-in game, and the bottom eight teams have to go on the road to play. So you could legitimately have a situation with AA where all four Sioux Falls schools now get into the state tournament, and maybe Rapid City. Maybe there's no representation from a place like Rapid City Stevens or Rapid City Central that gets in the Class AA tournament.
I'm so glad you can explain this, Nate.
Well, I'm sure there's still people that are sitting in their cars or something right now going, I'm still not quite.
Go back to the beginning.
Yeah, I'm still not quite understanding some of this. But
I get the consequences, though. And those consequences have been talked about and decided that's something that they're going to try. Is this a pilot thing, or is just it goes and then it's done for,
you know, the way I look at it, it looks like this is the way it's going to be.
Okay.
And it was interesting, too. It's something I never even thought of until somebody brought it up at the last meeting, and I actually got a Twitter message on it because, you know, I was sitting there and live tweeting the meeting, and Jo Alk stands up and she goes, and just so you know, now with Class B, if this does go into effect, we have this other proposal that would basically get rid of the plaques that say region champion on it, mm-hmm. and it would, instead of saying region champions, it would say state qualifier.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, well, yeah, that makes sense. And then somebody goes, it's all about regions for some of the schools out here.
Sure.
We care about the regions. We care about that region championship. Sometimes those region championships to us mean more than going to a state tournament.
Yeah.
So then it goes into a whole other conversation of something that I didn't even think of.
Right.
And it's just really interesting to hear from all different perspectives, because no two schools are alike, no matter where you
right.
go, it seems. And it's fascinating to hear stuff that you never even think of.
Yeah.
Somebody brings to the table and says, well, what about this? Did you think about this? And
a respectful process. Everybody got heard, do you think, in your experience? I know you don't see all the behind-the-scenes stuff, but there seems like, from what you're describing, a real effort to let people have their say, even if they didn't get their way.
Yeah, I think so. You know, for the April board meeting, specifically with AA, there was Rapid City representatives that were there, and they stood up and they kind of said, you know, it is nice for us to go to a state tournament, you know, because in Rapid City, let's not get this wrong here. Rapid City hosts Class AA, that joint Class AA girls and boys basketball tournament every other year.
Okay, sure.
So what happens if Rapid City has to host an event now, and what if they don't have anybody that's in the game, in the tournament?
Wow.
Like, that could legitimately happen, where you have four Sioux Falls schools traveling across the state to play a tournament in Rapid City, and Rapid City has no schools even represented in it. And if you looked at the attendance from this past year, you'd look at it, you know, the top three schools that had attendance, Rapid City Stevens, Rapid City Central, and Pierre.
Really?
Those were your top three schools for attendance at the Rapid City tournament, because the Sioux Falls crowds, they just didn't make the trip out west.
Right.
And you also have that happen when the tournament's in Sioux Falls. You don't have the Rapid City schools making as many people making the trip out east for the tournament. But, yeah, it kind of makes me wonder, too, what this could do to the attendance thing. And that's a whole different conversation.
Right.
What this could do to the attendance if we have a joint class AA basketball tournament in Rapid City and there's no Rapid City schools in the tournament.
Wow.
So it makes like for a really interesting conversation. There's lots of layers, Lori, to this onion.
Right. All right. Who did you talk to?
June, so last Thursday for the June board meeting, right after everything passed, it was kind of different because there was, for the June meeting, for the April meeting, there was people that were clearly in opposition that were in the crowd. For the June meeting, no opponents in AA made the trip out there. So we sat down and talked to Ryan Moores, who is the Yankton High School AD, just to get his take on it, because he's not necessarily the Sioux Falls umbrella guy, but he also kind of gave his perspective on the matter.
Well, I know it was a difficult decision for a lot of people involved with board members to make the decision to switch to the Sweet 16. You know, it's going to be a great opportunity for all kids in South Dakota that play basketball and volleyball, regardless of geography. You know, the opportunity to have a one-game play and to get to a state tournament is something that a lot of kids dream of, and playing in a state tournament is a goal of many. And, you know, I'm just happy that the Board of Directors has given the opportunity to all 18 AA schools to have the same chance to get into a state tournament.
So, obviously, he's a proponent.
Right. Yeah.
And I know there's people like, oh, I want to hear an opponent. But, yeah, there was nobody there for us to interview on the
opponents.
Another
insight on the opportunities and sort of the nuances of those opportunities that should be considered as well.
Right. And I think another thing, too, Lori, that's worth noting, because there's a lot of people, too, that also think the South Dakota High School Activity Association board members don't listen to everybody when they're making some of these decisions. Mm-hmm. There was a board member who specifically said, I personally like this change, but because of the people that I represent, they don't want it. I'm not going to vote for this. So he was one of the two no votes, and he was the chairman of the board of directors.
Nate Weck is a digital content strategist for South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Nate, thanks so much for bringing this to us. We'll see you next Thursday.
All right. Thanks, Lori.